Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about Gibraltar. In case you don't know, it's a peninsula on the southern coast of Spain. The Arabs called it Gibraltarik, as in Tarik's mountain. It was part of the Kingdom of Spain. We know Spain only united officially as a single realm in 1700. There were the wars of Spanish succession, as in who would be the next king of Spain when the electoral prince of Bavaria, Ferdinand, died. It turned out the man to be in line for King of Spain with both King of France and Spain at the same time. Various of the country said, this shall not stand, and then they'd be too mighty. Cut a long story short. Anyway, France was defeated, and the Treaty of Utrecht ended the war in 1714 or 1713. As I remember, it was 1704 when it was England and Wales, actually. The United Kingdom wasn't founded until 1707 as such. England and Wales managed to seize control of Gibraltar. When the war ended, Spain recognized Gibraltar as British sovereign territory. But this treaty had also said things such as Mohammedans and Jews must never be permitted to live in Gibraltar. Moreover, the treaty also concerned itself with the right to trade slaves from Africa. So the people say, well, this treaty surely is invalid because we can't have a barbaric, discriminatory treaty like that. What a court can do is it can sever things like contracts, perhaps treaties too, and say this clause is invalidated, but the other clauses still count. So it's a UK crown dependency, if memory serves. Now Gibraltar elects its own legislature, has its own chief minister. I met one of them, Peter Caruana, many years ago. So not many people there are of Spanish stock. I remember I was in Gibraltar, my God, over 20 years ago. At the chip shop, speaking to some bloke, and he said, I'm from here, saying it in the sort of southern English accent. I said, so you're Spanish then? He said, oh, you and me outside, so we're going to have a fight, jocularly. But I then said, actually, I am of Spanish stock. A lot of the people in Gibraltar moved in from Spain to escape persecution when Spain was a dictatorship or in the Civil War and so on, became Gibraltarians, became British and so on. You'll see languages in Spanish and English all the time. What was I going to say? So it's British sovereign territory. There's absolutely no question. That's what a high majority of Gibraltarians want. And I remember Peter Caruana, when he addressed the Oxford Union, then Chief Minister of Gibraltar, say, and the Spanish say, no, it's unacceptable. We have to have Gibraltar back. He said, well, from my drawing room, I can see across the Straits of Gibraltar, Ceuta and Melilla, these two Spanish possessions on the coast of North Africa. And yet there's no retrocession of that land to Morocco. The Spaniards are hanging on to them. Say, oh, yes, but we've had those for 500 years. So how come 500 years is all right, but 300 years is not? This is preposterous and completely illogical. Where's the cutoff point? So I recognize Ceuta and Melilla as Spanish sovereign territory. Likewise, Gibraltar is British. It's a tiny area. You might say, why does Spain want it so much? On the other hand, why does the United Kingdom want to hang on to it if it's so little? Well, obviously, it's quite useful to have a naval base, military air base there. The other thing is, the Gibraltarians want it. So give them what they want. That's their national identity. And Spanish people are allowed to move in there, live there, and so on. But, you know, I'm not a closed-minded nationalist and try and have cooperation, would like amity between different countries, concessions to Spanish sentiment. And I read an article by Professor Felipe Fernandez Armesto, a Spanish-British historian, and he said that the Treaty of Utrecht only refers to parts of Gibraltar, not to all of it. The UK's got more than it should have. Okay, you give back those bits. What could be done? Negotiate a 1,000-year lease, pay the Spanish a tiny amount for something like that, make Spanish a co-official language. I mean, de facto, it is anyway. I'm not sure what we could do. We're using Gibraltarian pounds. You could say we'll also accept the euro, something like that. So there was a preliminary agreement 2 days ago regarding integration with the Schengen agreement, and the United Kingdom is even not part of Schengen. So the land border is La Verja. I mean, no physical barriers. When I crossed over, a Spanish customs officer said this is not an official border post because, you know, Spain at some level didn't recognize Gibraltar as a British territory. But I recall that, Francisco Bayamonde Franco, he closed the border from the 1960s to the 1980s. But there was more of a sense of community in Gibraltar because the Gibraltarians couldn't cross over to Spain. And I knew a Royal Air Force family who was there. I couldn't go to Spain. Whether could they go? You could fly to the United Kingdom and they would sail to Portugal or Morocco and go shopping there. And the more workers were needed in Gibraltar, and they came in from Morocco and Portugal. Significant Moroccan community there. There's also significant Jewish community in Gibraltar as well. Often there were Spanish Jews who were fleeing discrimination in the Kingdom of Spain. And so we go on. So Gibraltar is going to, in effect, be part of the Schengen Agreement. So the Spanish authorities will control it along with the Gibraltarians. I don't think the Gibraltarians have agreed to this, or His Majesty's government has imposed it on them, which wouldn't be right. Now, why should the UK give this up? What's gained in return? Does it make easier to back and go back across the border? I mean, then in the 1987, when Spain acceded to the European Union, part of the deals they had to make life easier for Gibraltar, and they did. But since Brexit, I'm told they've sometimes decided to throw the toys out of the pram and delay cars for hours just to show that they can, just to be uncooperative, partly to penalise the United Kingdom and indeed Gibraltar. But the advantage is that people will be able to go back and cross without any hassle. However, goods you're bringing in, possibly to sell, they will be inspected by customs officers in Spain, mostly in Algeciras, the nearby rather ugly port. So there's many ideas to harmonize sales tax to 15%. It's going to be raised gradually over 3 years. There's been this VAT-free status. Now, this is going to decimate business in Gibraltar, which does very well by having no VAT, and so on. So the United Kingdom is going to keep control of its military bases there, okay? But British military personnel will have their ID checked by Spanish police at certain entry points, whether they could stop British military personnel going in. I mean, why is the UK doing this? It's getting very little in return, and I've got to hand it to the Spanish government. They've got a good deal for their people. They have achieved success for the position that they represent. I mean, they haven't got the whole of Gibraltar, so it's not yet a binding treaty. And they're seeking approval at the European Parliament, probably El Cortes Español, and what else? So anyway, the Foreign Secretary David Lammy, a complete idiot, evil bastard that he is, says it's a good news. The Spanish Foreign Minister Fabian Picardo has welcomed it, and no doubt he would. It's good news for him. So the European Union Commission Vice President, I hope I pronounce it correctly, Šefčovič, I think he's Czech, said this is a very good deal. Wow. So anyway, some of the Conservative Party and Reform UK have criticised it. So I'm not in principle opposed to making concessions to Spain. Obviously, I would want a collaborative relationship, but this is too much in return for not very much. It's just typical Labour trying to give the European Union everything they want. Ideas maybe to bring it back into the European Union someday because they're anti-democratic. Deep down, they've never accepted Brexit, whatever they say. Salami tactics. Bring the United Kingdom a bit closer and a bit closer and a bit closer until there's almost no difference. They say, well, might as well go the whole hog and actually rejoin the European Union. What do you think? Thanks for watching my channel. So, what else? Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, George Callahan 79 at gmail.com. Okay, goodbye, everybody.